live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
That was Dan Wild and Pieces, one quarter of the Songwriters Circle, which is the tour that Annie Dresner, Luke James Williams and Lucy Grubb with Dan Wild will be doing starting from next week. Good morning to Annie and Luke.
Morning. Good morning.
Now, it's lovely to see you both in the studio. The last time I saw you, we were in a lovely sunny field at Cherry Hinton Hall for the Cambridge Folk Festival. Annie, I've seen you more recently, but Luke, that was, it's a bit of a different weather today.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah. I'm drying out.
Yeah, I'm not such a, you know, I don't mind the cold, it's more the wet,
yeah.
and the grey skies. I'm not a big fan of those.
No, I wonder if anyone is. It would be nice to know if somebody liked rain.
I like it when it snows here.
Yeah, but that's it. We haven't even got that now, have we?
No, and even slush. Yesterday, yeah. I mean, but coming from New York, it's a different kind of snow here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. it isn't.
It's quite measly, isn't it, really? Yeah. So, you're half of the Songwriter Circle. Now, can you tell us sort of first what the Songwriter Circle is?
So, we was thinking about what to do this year, and I thought I'm going to ask some really good friends who I really am fans of their music as well, if they might venture on this Songwriter Circle tour together. And what it is we're going to be, the four of us in the first half, we're going to be playing solo and taking turns playing our songs. And in the second half, we thought it would be fun to come together as a band on each other's songs. And so that's what it is. And I feel that all of our music crosses over, but it's different enough that it's going to hopefully be a really interesting evening. And so, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, it sounds really good because, as you say, you are all very well-known singer-songwriters in your own right, and it's lovely that you can then combine. So I presume there's quite a lot of rehearsing has to go on for the combined part.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess we're familiar with each other's songs, but it's different, you know, it's having never played, you know, we've maybe harmonised on each other's stuff before, but, like, the idea of actually doing a... playing as a band, sort of, like, it's not only, you know, we had to sort of work out what would be a nice balance of songs to do, and then who was going to play what instrument, how we were going to do the arrangement. Now we're wondering what order to play them in. So it's a bit, you know, I think these are maybe, if you play in a band really regularly, there may be things you take for granted, but when you're essentially a new ensemble for a one-off set of gigs, it's quite a lot to think about and plan.
Yes, brilliant.
But good fun.
Have you say for the first part, will you all be on stage, but you'll just take turn like a kind of traditional songwriter's circle?
Yes.
Yeah, so they are becoming more popular. I think I might have even spoken to you at the Folk Fest about this, because it seemed to be something that was very popular in country music and now seems to have crossed over to folk, or maybe folk always did it and I just didn't pick up on it.
I've actually not done one before, I don't think. Have you, Luke?
Yeah, I did. I did three gigs. They were actually like a tribute to Nick Drake up in the Northeast, and so that was the first time I'd done it. And it was a similar sort of format where there were four of us on stage, and everyone played a song, and then I think at the end we all played a song together, sort of thing. So, this will be a little bit more collaborative in having the two halves, kind of the solo half and the ensemble half. But yeah, it was. I really enjoyed the experience. So when Annie kind of suggested it, I could see it quite clearly how it would work, and I knew that the dynamic between the four of us would be really nice.
And it must be a little bit lonely if you're just touring as a solo person, so it must be really nice to come together as a group.
It's definitely fun, like, travelling together and... I was saying this, Luke and I were speaking about this yesterday, like, there's such a huge amount of effort and work that goes into forgetting the music part of it, including the fact that, like, for me at least, I'm trying to, like, learn instruments for this tour that I just don't play. I will hopefully play them.
You've got another week, you know.
No, but I mean, but the actual, like, the sheer amount of just, like, prep work and admin is insane, and so to have four of us to be able to divvy up the tedious part of it is really helpful, because it's just a lot of work. And I think that, you know, we've been working quite well together, and that Luke and I did like 10 shows together, I think, in 2019. And so I knew that, you know, we work well together in that way, which is good. I think that you need to all kind of come together.
That's a really good point. A couple of weeks ago, two of Morgan Way were in, and they said the same, that actually, because they're a band, they seem to divvy up everything very well, and they said they're really surprised that they thought there'd be a couple of them would do it, but they're actually all taking turns at doing some of that stuff. And I think that's really important, because, you know, we see us when we come to visit and listen, we're like, oh great that we've got our favourite musicians on, and it doesn't necessarily forget about all the hard slog behind of all the kind of boring admin that everyone has to do for everything. But, you know, it's part of the thing, I'm afraid, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think there's another way.
No, I think it's kind of the thing about being an independent musician. You you have to wear all those hats. You're the creative, you know, at the center of it, like, you know, creating your songs or whatever it is, you know, whatever sort of art form you're involved in. But then you're also kind of the manager and the booker and the press agent and the roadie and everything in between, sort of thing. But you know, there's two sides to that. You know, when you are independent, you call all of the shots and you can do things exactly how you like them. So they, you know, it's nice to be able to. I think for me, like, it's really nice. I've really enjoyed the ensemble side of it, particularly because I've never played my. I used to be in a band, but I've never played actually my songs with anyone else. Even really having harmonies on them that are on the record. For me, it's been really nice to have other people's interpretation and other people's parts on the song. So,
Right, you're going to play some music. Yeah. Luke, you're going to go first, aren't you?
Yeah.
What are you going to play for us?
I thought I'd play a song from my first EP, Drove, which I put out at the end of 2018. This is a song called Speak to Me. With all the passers-by so silent, it startles when you hear the sound of a line cast in the chaos that proves that there's life left there in the crowd. Speak to me with all of the blood and rhythm of a human heartbeat. I wanna hear the rush of life through every melody, from your thoughts in the hills out through your mouth to me. There must be a thousand ways to hear the truth, but when it's in your voice it means the most. And when you look in my eyes I start to tremble, just like I have seen the face of my own ghost. So speak to me with all of the blood and rhythm of a human heartbeat. I wanna hear the rush of life through every melody, from your thoughts in the hills out through your mouth to me. From your thoughts in the hills out through your mouth to me. Every word, so your words mean everything. Every soul you've ever known, every place you've ever been, all the things that you once were, and everything you'll ever be. So don't stop speaking. With all of the blood and rhythm of a human heartbeat. So speak to me with all of the blood and rhythm of a human heartbeat. I wanna hear the rush of life through every melody, from your thoughts in the hills out through your mouth to me. Thoughts in the hills out through your mouth to me.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you, Luke. You've given me all the feels there. Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. Thank you. So you'll be playing that with you on next week?
Well, it's not one of the ones we're doing as an ensemble. Okay. And actually, we've been talking about this, about whether we, you know, whether we mix it up, I guess. Like, and so, I don't know, I'm quite liking the idea of maybe mixing it up a little bit each night. Yeah. And it will get the conversation going each day, because obviously, I guess there's a certain level, I mean, we're all, I think we all have our own pockets kind of thing, like, in terms of where we sit, in terms of genre, but there's definitely, like, a great kind of overlap, and I think that's why we kind of started the press release, is bound by a love of classic songwriting, really, because we're all just, we just love melodies, lyrics, and so, yeah, Lucy's maybe a little bit more in the country Americana kind of vibe, maybe I'm more in the kind of alternative indie folk sort of vibe, you know, and we're kind of, but we all, I think there's this really nice crossover and that sort of common love of songs. So yeah. I think it's going to be nice to maybe balance it and sort of like see what, you know, come up with a different set list each night maybe. So it will definitely get played at some point though.
So tell us about the tour. You're starting in Trowbridge, I see, on the 18th of March. That's next Saturday.
Yes.
And then you're 6 nights in a row.
Yep.
And Cambridge on the 20th of March?
Yes, on the Monday, the 20th of March.
At Junction 2.
What else are you going to do on a Monday?
I know, it's lovely. And you get it's seated, isn't it, I believe?
And Luke actually mentioned the other day, what were the seats like at the Junction, please?
Really comfy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. I think he was a very nice plush seats.
Plush yeah. seat, yeah, they're
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, so it's a win-win all round, really.
Absolutely, yeah.
So if people want to know more about the Songwriter Circle, is there a specific website or just go to your individual ones?
There is nothing on my website about it. I think, you know, if they want to know more about it, if they Google our names and the yeah. Songwriter Circle Tour, there's a promo video that we've put up. So if you go to any of our social media, you will be inundated with information.
So if you head to any of our socials, you'll see plenty about the tour. So.
Great, yeah. great, great, great. So before we finish then, Annie, you're going to play us out. What would you like to play?
I'm going to play my latest single called I've Always Been Like This.
Excellent. Thank you. Before you start, I just want to say thank you very much for you both coming.
Oh, thanks for having
and
us,
and good luck for the tour starting next Saturday, a week on Saturday. And I will be seeing you at the Junction on the Monday, because like you say, what else would you do on a Monday night?
Well, we look forward to seeing you then. Yeah. Thanks for having us on.
You're very
welcome.
Thank you so much. This I'm always alone, even when I'm surrounded by a crowd. I don't understand things the way I feel I should. I always feel stupid and misunderstood, except for the times few and far between when places I've been without having to ask. I somehow just know all that I've been through and that I'll be okay. I don't even know if I understand myself. They saw how I felt.
Cambridge 105 Radio.